Last day of Shabbos, we finished Seif Aleph, the first Seif, first paragraph in the Aris HaTorah, and there were pages that you received. The name of the paragraph is Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, and the subject of the paragraph is the relationship between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. And of course, these are two ways of thinking, two ways of life, to Meshichin. And at the end, as always, Rav Kook concludes with a tefillah. Every Torah of Rav Kook ends with a tefillah. Sometimes it's more obvious, sometimes it's less obvious, but it's always with a tefillah. Ends with a tefillah. And the tefillah here was a shnei oirim halalu oisim oilam shalom sheshamayim v'arz yishku b'soichai, which is a bakasha, which is crying out that the two lights of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh that we were learning about the last few weeks, that these two lights, the shnei oirim halalu, which together create an oilam shalom, a perfect world, a complete and perfect world, Shashamayim v'arz yishku b'soichai, where heaven and earth are able to join together. Heaven, of course, Torah Shebichsav, and earth, Torah Shebal Peh, are able to join together yishku b'soichai, this hashake, this fusion of the two worlds, as we spoke about the neshika, that kiss of Shmai Va'ara, Nashke, of heaven and earth kissing, which the marshal of how Hashaka works in the mikveh, where there's the bor that you don't see, the source of water that comes from Shemayim, and the mikveh, the actual mikveh that's dug up and excavated here in this world in the earth, and the joining together of the waters that come from the city's pipes, and the waters that come, that means Torah Shebal Peh, this world, and the waters that come from Shemayim, in the Bor, that Hashaka, that hole that's open between the two mikvahs, or between the mikveh and the Bor, that allows for the passage of one water with to kiss the other waters, that's the Hashaka, the Neshika, of the world above, which is Torah Shebichsav, and the world below, which is Torah Shebal Peh. And therefore, Rav Kook concluded the first Torah by alluding to a great klal in the understanding, a great principle in our understanding of Torah Shebal Peh, that Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the embodiment of Torah Shebichsav, as far as we're concerned, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel HaTorah, received the Luchas, the Dibras. Moshe Rabbeinu, especially now that we began Sefer Shmos, so the aura of Moshe Rabbeinu is filling the entire world, not only Moshe Rabbeinu's house, but the entire world is filled with the light of Moshe Rabbeinu, Smala Kolabayis Oira. The Or of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we understand it, is the Or of Torah Shebichsav. When we learn, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. But as Rav Kook said, that it's obvious that Ha'ayin Ha'Pekucha Shal Tzoyfe B'Shalari Ha'Me'ira Ha'Neman B'Chol Beis Hashem, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who was most trusted in God's house, the faithful and loyal servant of Hashem, that it can't be lo efshar shemenati and nelemes. I'm just reviewing a little bit the end of Aleph. Lo efshar shemenati and nelemes shifas chayim zayis lo chalpi tuche. Can't be that all of the wealth and the outpouring of Torah Shebaal Peh, of the oral Torah that would unfold through the generations, even ours, that it can't be that that was hidden from his eye. It can't be that he was oblivious, God forbid, to the mikveh that was going to be forever attached to the bor, to the Be'er Maim Chaim of Torah Shebech Tzav of Moshe Rabbeinu. It can't be that he was oblivious to where this was going. And Rav Kook brings from the Gemara in Megillah, from the Yerushalmi, Gam Asher Talmud Vosig Osel L'Chadesh HaKol Nemel HaMoshe M'Sinai. That all future students, no matter what anybody is going to say, as long as it's, of course, in the way of Torah and it's not Chas V'Shalom, being the galopon of a Torah, but if it's Torah, then it's Torah's Moshe. HaKol Nemer L'Moshe M'Sinai, as Chazal learned from the Pasuk, in Chumash K'chol HaDvar Asher Diba Hashem Yimorchem Bahar. The Lamed Sheherei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, that Hashem Yisbaruch showed Moshe Rabbeinu, Dikduke Torah, V'Dikduke Seifrim, that Hashem Yisbaruch showed Moshe Rabbeinu every single possible way of the Torah Shebech Tzav flowing into the Torah Shebaal Peh, and these two waters of Torah Shebech Tzav and Torah Shebaal Peh kissing. The Hashoka of Shamayim and Aretz, which we're going to learn about, Hazinu Shamayim V'Adaberes, V'Sishma Aretz, and Refi, we'll see from the Gra, Mitzvah Shem, that's coming up soon. This is a very, very big Yisoid in all of Torah. If anybody is particularly interested in this, then they are welcome to spend the rest of their lives studying Reb Tzadik HaKohen Svarim. Just about every single Torah from Reb Tzadik HaKohen who has ever learned Reb Tzadik Svarim, Kimat every, certainly in Pri Tzadik and many of the others from Sisei Laila, David said, all of Reb Tzadik Svarim are Heilich the story of this Nakuda, of Torah Shebech Tzav, Torah Shebaal Peh. Sfasem is also a great deal. That Reb Tzadik, more than any of the other tzaddikim, focused on this inyan of the neshika, the hashok of Torah Shebech Tzav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And this is the Torah's Mashiach that prepares us for the great reunion in full force of those two Torahs, which Rav Kook, as we're going to see in Beis and particularly in Gimel, Rav Kook saw all of the sadness, all of the anguish, all of the suffering and misery of Golus as resulting from the separation between what he calls the two twins, Torah Shebech Tzav and Torah Shebaal Peh. The separation of the twins has caused all of the darkness of Golus. And our job through Golus, and particularly in the last generation, which Rav Kook associates with the return to Eretz Yisrael, with the Jews digging their hands into the soil of the Eretz HaTachtoina, of the mikveh of Eretz Yisrael, and uncovering the mayonis hachachma that are hidden, the wellsprings of wisdom that are hidden in the earth of Eretz Yisrael, that they're excavating the earth of Eretz Yisrael and it's connecting deep down to the bor, it's opening up to the bor of Torah Shebech Tzav of Torah's Moshe. So, all of Hapsodik Svarim on this Nakuda, and it's impossible to be marach in this inyan because there's things that's without end, and over the years there have been many, many dozens of shmuzim that I've given in Shiurim on this inyan. But just to have a little bit of a hergish from the earliest Svarim, so we're going to see a piece from the Shalach HaKadosh and from the Tanya. On the page that you have, the Shalach HaKadosh, even though Rav Tzvi Yehuda brought down Amar Mokum here from the Shalach at the end of Maseches Pesachim, the writings of the Shalach, but I chose to use a different Shalach, who also speaks about this in a number of places. This Shalach is found in the Beis Chochma, in the Sefer Shnei Luchos HaBris of the Shalach, in the Beis Chochma. You know, I'm going to try, as I said at the beginning, not to go off of the pages, to try as much as possible to stay in the Torah, in the Eretz HaTorah, and just occasionally, since a little bit to go, because this is such a yesod in what's going to be a part of the Sefer throughout. So I felt it's important just to a little bit to reach back in time to understand where Rav Kook was drawing from, where he was taking from, which of course all of this goes back to the Zohar Kodesh. But in the Shalah, he writes the following. So it's in the page that you have. The Inyan Noisen HaTorah. In the bracha, in Berachas HaTorah, the bracha that we make over the Torah and for learning Torah, and when the Torah is read, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Noisen HaTorah, the Rishon who is giving us the Torah. One doesn't have to be a star student of Dikduk to know that that's strange, that Noisen HaTorah is in the present continuous tense. And all of the Sfarim, there's a famous Bach, all the Sfarim talk about this, Noisen HaTorah, that Hashem is giving us the Torah. Be'emes Hashem is Baruch Kvar Nosna. What does that mean that Baruch Hashem is giving us the Torah? Is Be'emes Kvar Nosna. The truth is that Baruch Hashem already gave it to us. It's a Ma'aseh Shehaya. We're coming up soon to Parshas Yisro. Hashem's Baruch gave us the Torah. So what does it mean? Noisen HaTorah. We need Noisen HaTorah Be'emes Hashem's Baruch Kvar Nosna. The truth is He already gave it to us. So the Shalah explains, for those who are not, the Shalah is one of the most famous of the Achronim, the Shnei Luchas Abyss. His name is Reb Shai Halevi Horowitz. So the Shalah HaKadosh explains, Avaladayin Noisen HaTorah V'lo Yifsok. Hashem is still giving us the Torah. V'lo Yifsok. It's a never-ending process. Matan Torah was not a one-time historical event. Matan Torah is a process, an unfolding of something throughout history and in each person's life. Avladayin nois natar v'lo yifsek. V'davizet sarach bir rachav. But this needs much more explanation. The dove is at Tzorach B'Yerachav. What is that? That the Torah is Noisen HaTorah, ongoing, V'lo Yifsaik, not ending. It obviously does not mean what some, I'm sure, very nice and well-intentioned, sweet people think, that in your, and not that anybody should ever read any of their books, but that you'll see in some of the writings of Jews who are not Shomer Mitzvahs, that like to think about Judaism and God and so on, the ongoing process of halacha, what that means by them is not what we're talking about, God forbid. What that means by them is, if there's something that's come up in 2009 that I'd like to do, so I can get together a couple of male and female rabbis and vote. And now it became part of the ongoing process of the unfolding of Maimon Har Sinai. That the lady rabbi can also be a moral and a sandik, whatever they want to make of it. I don't know. So that's not, God forbid. And it's obvious. I'm only saying it because there are words that people pick up on and run with out of bounds. I don't mean to the end zone. They run out of bounds, very, very far out of bounds, like to another stadium. Out of bounds, and one has to be very careful to only to be focused on the kedusha of the teachings of the tzaddikim. The David Hatzarch B'Yerachav HaPasuk Omer, so the Varm Ha'ela Dibra Hashem El Kol Kehalchem Bahar, says in Pasuk, that all of these words Hashem spoke to you, to the entire community, to all Yidden, Bahar, on the mountain, mitocha esh, from within the fire, ha'onan v'arafel, the cloud, the darkness, kol gadol v'lo yosaf. There was a great voice, v'lo yosaf. I know most of you are familiar with this teaching, but it's important to review it in the context of what we're learning in Rav Kook. Kol gadol, there was a great voice at Har Sinai, kol gadol, and then v'lo yosaf. So what does it mean, v'lo yosaf? V'lo yosaf. So Pirush Rashi, v'lo yosaf mitargamin and v'lo pasak. One way to explain those words, lo yosaf, is that there was no sof. Look, the Targum says, mitargamin and v'lo pasak, it didn't end. From the word sof, lo yosaf, it had no end. So Hashem spoke, the Pasuk then is saying, Hashem spoke to Har Sinai mitocha esh, within the fire. There's a great voice that hasn't stopped. It's a voice that hasn't stopped talking to us. Metagminen, Pirush Rashi v'Leyosaf, Metagminen v'LaPasak. Ki karloi chazok v'kayim la'olam, Rashi says. The voice is powerful and it's forever. Ki koyloi chazak v'kayim la'olam. Dava acher. A second shot. Now Rashi says the opposite. Lo yosaf can come from the word also in Lashon HaKodesh, from the word lohosif, a tosefes, which means nothing added. V'lo yosaf, lehosif laharis ba'isai, lehosif laharis ba'isai pomi. Hashem did not add or did not continue and add to reveal this or to show this pombi, which means in public, before the eyes of the Jewish people. It's not a contradiction. It means both. And that's what Rashi is saying. V'lo yosaf, it didn't end. V'lo yosaf means Hashem no longer says to us Torah, the pumbi, which means he no longer says it to us in an open and revealed way at the foot of Har Sinai or at the foot of Har Maria or at the foot of your feet. He doesn't say that anymore in such a way, the pumbi. Ad kan lashon, that's Rashi. So the Shalach Kodesh says, Yesh b'zeh ha'inyan soid komas. There's a very deep hidden secret in this inyan. V'ashnei perushim kulam hem emes. And both pshatim of Rashi are emes, are true. Inyan lo yosaf. So the Shalosh says, the inyan of lo yosaf, Lehoisif hu mitzvahs drabbanan v'chumrosan heine desiagehen adayin lo netzdavu mipi agvura. Hashem didn't add anything. In other words, Maimon Hasinei had a conclusion. Back then, thousands of years ago, it ended. And at that point, when it ended, the people did not hear the future drabbanans, the future rabbinic laws, and the different chumras, the different stringencies and siyagim that would be throughout history. Our ancestors and us, when we were at Har Sinai, Hashem finished what he had to say at Har Sinai. And then the Baruch Shalom said, Shuv lachem lalechem, okay, kidlach. Go home. I'm done. That was it. We didn't hear anything about Hanukkah, about Kriyas HaMegillah, about Netil Zidayim, about Erev Tevshil. We didn't hear any more Torah. When we stood there, the Baruch Shalom said to us Torah, and we heard the Torah, and he said, get down high. Okay. Then Moshe Rabbeinu began to teach, and so on. He went back up, and he came down, and he taught us v'chul. That's Ketzed Seder Mishnah. It's a Brice and Erev, and then it was taught. But the pshat, the simple pshat is, Lehoisif hu mitzvahs drabbanan v'chumrosan v'hein v'siragein adayin lo netzdavu mipi agvura. We didn't hear, the Baruch Shalom Hashem didn't tell us anything about all the millions of things that were coming up. So that's le'hoisif. Le'yosaf means he didn't add. There was an end. There was a shear to what Hashem said at Har Sinai. V'inyan le'posak, the first pshat in Rashi, that Hashem hasn't stopped speaking. That Maimon Har Sinai hasn't stopped. Kol Godel, the great voice of Hashem, le'posak. Le'yosaf means le'posak. That's how Targum learns. Vini loy posak perish. Sha'af ze loy posak mea kolahu. Ki hoya kolul bekolahu bekoyach. All possible future dinim halachas, everything that could possibly be in the future was already contained in potential bekoyach, in the voice of Hashem that resonated, that was blasting out at Har Sinai. Everything was already kol in that kol. Everything that there could possibly be was in that kol. Okay, at a chuppah, which we know that Maimon Har Sinai was a chuppah, right? Maimon Har Sinai and our menhagim by the Tashbetz and other kadmonim, right? That the menhagim that we have at weddings are based upon Maimon Har Sinai. So when the chassan says to the kala, "Harei mekudesh shli v'tabah azuk das moishiv yisrael," the kala listens to that. She doesn't say anything. It's a big term in the from the Tanya, that silence of the kala. When the chassan says "Harei mekudesh shli v'tabah azuk," so on the one hand it's leipasik, on the other hand it's leihoisif. In other words, on the one hand, the chassan's finished talking. That's all he has to say. Harei mekudesh shli v'tabah azuk das moishiv yisrael. Without getting into the halachas of what that means exactly, it means we're getting married. Harei mekudesh shli v'tabah azuk das moishiv yisrael. And she doesn't say anything. She consents. I'm saying she doesn't say anything. She doesn't say anything. We're talking about the dibur. No, go on. The giving of something is shnei luchos avanim hari biyada, right? The shnei luchos avanim hari biyada. That's the luchos. But the chassan says, "Hari am kodesh asli b'tabazu, you're betrothed to me with this ring," and that's the. And she doesn't say anything. On the one hand, the chassan's finished with what he has to say. Hopefully, there's no rabbi that's going to talk there, and it'll be just be quiet after that and make the brachas. You could daven for that. I think because they hand out cards. To daven when you're getting ready for the chuppah, one of the things you should daven for is that there shouldn't be any speeches on the chuppah. Which is altogether a modern thing that they made, you know, in recent years. The rabbis give drushes on the chuppah, so it's not supposed to be such a thing. It never was such a thing. It's not supposed to be. So the only thing that's said after is a brachas. But the when the chassan says Hariyam Kudeshesli, but the bazuk das meishiv yisrael. So on the one hand, he's finished talking, and that's it. On the other hand, everything that he could possibly say, and anything that could possibly be between the chassan and kalb as husband and wife, including their children, and all future diaries, as we know from the Svarma Kedoshim, it's all somehow mysteriously included in those words, Harei Mekudeshesli. And the rest of their lives is the Teresh Baal Peh, of the Teresh Bechsav that was said, or that was enacted under the chuppah. So on the one hand, it's a kol gadol. In that respect, v'lo yosef means v'lo hoisif. I have nothing else to say. On the other hand, v'lo yosef means that it doesn't end. It's just the beginning of what he has to say and of their relationship together. The inyan of her silence is, of course, Knesset Yisrael. That's the chosen above and the kala below and everything that happens there. It's a marshal. The Shalosh says, "Ki ha'kolul b'kolahu b'koyach avalochol zman ve'is." That means, at all times, different times during history, avalochol zman, everything has a time and a period. Shlomo Melech says, everything has a time. Lo yigi adain eis sheyotzeh mehakarech alapoel. There's a time for that which was contained in potential, that was hidden in the words of Torah Shebichsav, that Hashem spoke at Har Sinai. There's a time, l'kol zman ve'eis, that during that zman, in the future years, even now, l'kol zman ve'eis, there's a time when that which was contained in the original words of Maimon Har Sinai will be revealed to the Jewish people. So we find Chazals, all different types of Chazals on this subject. Again, in the writings of the Kohen, you see this everywhere. So Chazal will also have, there's also a Lashon Chazal that all the Nevuah that the Nevi'im had seen in this Nabois, all the future prophecies of the Nevi'im were already said at Har Sinai. What does it say over there? Chazon Yishai ben Amos, who talks about what? By Maimon Har Sinai, there's the Nevuah of the Churban and of the Nechama, what? There's the Nevuah of the Merkava of Yecheskel. What's all in the voice of the Nevi'im? But the Kol Gadol, that voice of Maimon Har Sinai, contained within it everything, but the time hasn't yet arrived. Avol Kol Zman Ve'eis. Everything has its time. Shlomo Melech says, Lahigia Dain Eis Sheyotzim HaKarech Me'elapoel. The time hadn't yet arrived. With that generation, or at that point in time, they would need to hear that piece of the voice that was in the original voice. That piece needs now to be heard. Not last year, but now. Ki haya hadava tolui lefi his oirus hatachtoinem ulefi mahusam veichusam. It would depend. In other words, that time would depend on his urus, on the awakening, on the wanting, and the needing of the Jewish people. Ulefim husam, and according to their nature, their husam, the nature, their essence, the nature of who they are in that particular time, and what the Jewish people at that time, who they are, what they need. And according to the madregas of the neshamas of each generation, why was it there was the Tanoim, and why the Amoraim, and why Rabban and Savaroim, and the Gaonim, and the Rishonim, and the Achroinim, and why was it that the Zohar was Mezgal at a certain time, and the Ariyah Kaddish, and the Baal Shem HaKaddish, and the Gra? And a person who is astute and someone who learns certain svarim that are Isaac in this inyan are able to understand whatever is happening in history at that time, whatever is happening in history, how it corresponds to what is happening in Torah at that time. Whatever is happening in history is happening in Torah. The world, of course, is Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gazed into the Torah and created the world. And therefore, when we have the Ramban at the beginning, and we know later on the Gra, and all the tzaddikim tell us how the different kufis of the 6,000 years correspond to different kufis of Torah. And in the Svarim HaKadoshim, one can then zero in more on a particular time in history. Why was it that the French Revolution was taking place at the same time that the Balatanya and the other Talmid of Baal Shem were being megala Pnimiyas HaTorah of Torah of Baal Shem? One can understand everything that was happening at that time in history according to what was happening in Torah. And what was needed in time was needed in Torah. And it depends upon the madrigas of the neshamas, shebechol dor vador, of the neshamas of each generation, the level and the need of the neshamas of each generation. Va'az, and then, ha'yisifu ha'chachamim l'hisayre, the chachamim, through their learning and their davening, would be ma'ayre, would awaken and draw down to be revealed as ha'koyach ha'elyon, that great koyach, that koyach ha'elyon, that great koyach ha'elyon from the original kol, that was all contained in the kol of Maimed Hasinei, v'noich Hashem l'kecha. V'yotza l'poyol bizmanoi v'daitai. And it would be revealed at the time, at its time, at the time of those chachamim, and according to the understanding, as it was revealed to those chachamim, who were learning Torah l'shma, which is the subject of Perek Beis, who were learning Torah l'shma, in order to try to stand on their tiptoes and to listen. And to those tzaddikim, the Baruch Shalom Kivyachal leaned down and revealed to them, not with words of Nevuah, Nevuah is finished, but to the hearts and to the minds of the Chachamim, Hashem would reveal to them what was contained and hidden in the original voice of Maimon HaSinai. In the original Harayat Mekudeshesli of Har Sinai, because its time has arrived. The time has arrived for that Torah to be revealed. V'yotze l'poil b'zmanoi v'daitai. Loi chas v'sholom shechidshu chacham v'daitam. Not, God forbid, that there was a meeting. There was a convention. Of the Chachamim in Bavel in Eretz Yisrael, with of course a mission that came from America. Not that there was, what they call those missions. But I always understood from the time that I was a child, the mission just is another way of saying I didn't have to pay for it. Maybe it's something else, I don't know. Maybe there's something more to it, but it sounds nice. It definitely sounds nice. So it wasn't that there was a convention. Sorry for the satire, but the it wasn't that there was a meeting, a big convention of the elders of Zion, and everybody got together and said, "All right, what do you think we could do to make life more interesting?" How could we make it more, let's say, more pleasant for Jews? Which is what basically that's what happens in the world of Kfira. In the world of Kfira, so they say we want to be Jews, which is a good thing. We want to be Jews, but the old voice from Har Sinai is killing us because I can't sit with my wife in the temple, or I can't drive on Shabbos. I don't want to live next to the shul. I want to be able to live in a nice neighborhood somewhere, further away, with goyim. So I got to figure out a way to get to shul with a car. So what do? We get together the chevra, who between all of them can't spell Bereshis. We get together the whole chevra. And we vote. And we decided that from now on you could drive to the synagogue on Saturday. That's a chiddush. No, that's a chiddush. Rabbi Kiva Egan never said such a chiddush like that. That's a chiddush. Never heard a chiddush like that. You could drive to shul on Shabbos. That's a chiddush. It's a chiddush.
What does chiddush mean?
Something new. It's novel. But a chiddush traditionally means when someone when a scholar, a true Talmud Chacham, says something, a novel idea, right, in learning. So I'm just making a little bit, continuing with the sarcasm and cynicism, I'm making fun a little bit of a chiddush. What kind of a chiddush is that you could drive on you could drive on Shabbos? It's taka chiddush. It's a chiddush that was made in a mikveh, but the mikveh doesn't have any opening into the bor. You understand? In other words, what's the difference between a swimming pool and a mikveh? There's a big difference. In a swimming pool, you swim. In a mikveh, you toivel. There's a very big difference. A swimming pool is fun, and a mikveh is holy. So, for those Jews who saw Judaism as a way of having fun, and being happy and so on, and having fun, and a rich, meaningful life, / fun, so for those people, it's a swimming pool, and you don't have to have an opening to the bor. It doesn't have to be open to Shamayim. It's just a swimming pool. For those, and that's what they'll ask, how come Rabbi, how come I can't do that in my bathtub? I do laps in my bathtub, why can't I also go to the mikveh in my bathtub? It's a kasha. It's a big kasha. But for those who are part of the Estalshlus of Torah Shebaalpeh and the Hashoka of the two waters of the bor and of the mikveh, understand that a chiddush doesn't mean, God forbid, something that a bright person or a brilliant person was innovative enough to think up in his study or in the library or at a meeting where they voted on some kind of a chiddush that he could drive on Saturday. But what's the chiddush? Lor chas v'shalom shechidshu chacham midaitam. Doesn't mean, God forbid, that the chacham chidshu midaitam, that the chacham got together and they're very smart and they had these interesting ideas and we're going to make a thing. And the Til Sidayim, we're going to make Erev, and we do this and do that, and then the people are left there baffled, and they're saying, how could that be that somebody puts a couple of wires around Yerushalayim, and now I could carry? You know, what does that mean? I never saw anything about a wire in the Torah. Didn't say anything about wires. How do you put a couple of wires around Yerushalayim, and now I'm allowed to carry? What is shechidshu? Their own ideas. They were mekaveh. They, being in the mikveh and living in the mikveh, with the opening to the bor, with the opening to the Rabbanu Shalom, to the Be'emayim Chaim, they were mekaveh, standing on the tiptoes, leaning over and listening to Das Elyon, to God's thoughts. All that were contained in the original Kol, of Kol Godol V'Leyosaf. It was a Dvarim Ha'ela Dibra Hashem, it's a Dvarim Ha'ela. Ha'ela, what does it mean Ha'ela? Dvarim Ha'ela, all the Dukei Seif, Mishnayis, Gemarit, Zoyar Kodesh. All the way down to me and you when we're trying to understand and we're learning. And we ask Hashem to help us with our learning, to understand, to see something that we knew, an idea, a concept in learning. Rakivnu das elyon. V'nishmosam sha'omdu b'har Sinai. The neshamas, all of our neshamas, were at Har Sinai. Nishmosam sha'omdu b'har Sinai. We heard it once. We heard the original voice. We heard the Harei HaMekudeshesli. We heard the Harei HaMekudeshesli. All the neshamas of Klai Yisrael, all future neshamas stood at Har Sinai. Kiblu Kain. It's a Hizgalus. At that time, for that generation, with the Hisoiris of the Neshamas of that time. You see, even in a very, very clear and simple way, we could see how there are certain mitzvahs, the Noam HaLamach talks about this, that there are certain mitzvahs that in certain tkufis, that like they weren't big. They're talking about mikveh now, right? We're using the mikveh as a moshel. Rav Kook uses a moshel. 30, 40 years ago, in New York, I grew up here, so I can't speak about other places, but I'm assuming that if it was New York, which was the center of Jewish life, it was probably worse in other places. But 34 years ago in New York, there wasn't much happening with mikveh. And I'm not talking about men going to Tavol like in Shavuot, you know, where, for Shabbos. I'm talking about mikveh for Taharas Mishpacha. Wasn't much happening 30, 40 years ago. There were, of course, and there were even that were careful. Of course, of course. But you can't compare it to now. There's no dinyan at all. There are certain there are mitzvahs that they're left, like the tzaddikim say, like a mace mitzvah. It's waiting for something to happen. They're sitting there mitzvahs. They're ice mitzvahs from the Torah. That are not heard clearly at a certain time. And then something happens, like the ears get unclogged. And the ears get unclogged, and then Klai Yisrael hears. Mikveh. What was I thinking? The Indian of Kisei HaRosh, of women covering the hair, 30, 40 years ago, it was like by certain very, very frum people, Chassidish ladies, and some very frum Litvish. I'm talking about in America. I don't know, but the Svadish are always marked. But I'm saying, but by the Chassidish always also, but by the Litvish and by people in America. And now, Baruch Hashem, even you see Kaseda. It's almost unusual now. Maybe I'm saying this in a hopeful and a naive way, but I don't think so. But it's almost unusual now that a nice, firm girl will grow up, even through the more modern system, without wanting to put something on her head. You see, she put something on her head. Years ago, this was no. You know, if you take out any of the old albums when it was still black and white, you see the besides the regular ladies, a lot of Robinsons. There was nothing doing over there. You could try to make believe it was a shape. There was no shape. That was you could pull it, you could yank it, you could put your leg foot on her. And try to. It wasn't going anywhere. That was hair. It was just old fashioned hair. Yeah, they hid a lot of these albums. They burned them. They're trying to do it, but it was hair. It's a suffix that you have to cover your hair. There's some sort of a shiloh that a woman has to cover her hair. It's not a shiloh. It's not a question in halacha that she had to cover her hair. Again, those people who make it into a question are also in the, getting back to swimming pools and Saturday trips in the SUV. But you know, according to the Torah, you have to cover your hair. It's not something which is Kabbalah or Chassidus. It's often a halacha. That's halacha. But it's interesting. Its time didn't come. Whatever that means, I'm not getting into anything sociological. Its time hadn't arrived. In that place, whatever there was, the schus of the tzaddik and the yidin that were killed, HaKadosh Hashem, I don't know what it was. But something unbelievable has happened. In my own lifetime, which is not that long, it's an unbelievable thing that's happened. With something like that. Taharas Mishpacha and Kisei HaRosh. These are all connected to the union of Kedushas Yisrael, which is being Mizgala before Mashiach in a very strong way. The Tikkun HaBris, which is a big Muhammad before Mashiach is Tavke. And these things, that's why Zelum HaZeh right now in the world is such a Hizgarbus of Tumah and all kinds of disgusting and ugly things that are going against this union of covering the hair and mikveh and so on, because that's the Muhammad before Mashiach comes. But its time hadn't arrived. Mizemavur, the Shalah says, Shekol divrei chacham shebechol dar vador, mashe mechadshem v'kol tupulim humi sinai. So what does it mean when Chazal say that any Talmud, Rav Kook said over here, that any future Talmud that says over a learning, something you're learning is a pilpul, this and that, and comes to halacha, whatever it might be. We're not going to go into the different divisions of Teresh Vapeh, it's not for now, it's a huge subject. But Chazal summarized it, kol mashe Talmud vasik ozid l'chadish. Any future Talmud, any seasoned and sincere and real Talmud Chacham would say a chiddush in the future. The Shloss says is mi Sinai. It's from Har Sinai. It wasn't spoken out. Remember, at Har Sinai, the voice ended. They didn't hear that, but it was in the voice. Just like there are many, many things that are in the voice of Hari HaMikudesh, again, that's only a mashal, but it's in the voice. It's in the voice. There are some people that don't hear in the voice. They only read history about the voice that was once, and they don't continue to hear. In marriages, you have that also. There are marriages where the couple continues to hear Hari HaMikudeshly. They continue to hear that every day of their marriage. They continue to hear Hari HaMikudeshly. There are some people that they just say that they only heard it once. They heard it once at the chuppah, whatever it was, 30, 40 years ago, they heard it on the chuppah, and they haven't heard it since. All they've heard since then is, it's your turn to clean the dishes. It's your turn. Whatever, that's already not so bad. But they don't hear Hari HaMikudeshly. Those who hear Hari HaMikudeshly all the time, it's a different kind of a marriage. Those who only heard it once, it's chaval. It's chaval. They're no chidusha. They're no true chidusha in those marriages. They're very, very old and stale. Teresh Shmuel Pez is chidish, is chadshis, every day. To hear Hari HaMikudeshly. Nois and HaTayr. A Jew makes a brach in the morning, brach at Hashem, Nois and HaTayr. Hari HaMikudeshly, Baruch Shalom is saying to you, today, mamish. Hayyim. Today. Hayyim in the Kailas Hashem. Today. That's what the Shalom is saying. It's not human intellect. It's not the convention. Everybody getting together and making a voting on something in Torah and Yiddishkeit and Halacha. It's not seichel anoshi. It's not human intellect. The chachamim seichel eloki. Rak seichel eloki. Rak sheheim. It's a godly intellect. It's God's mind. It was in God's words, Hari HaMikudeshly. The Chachamim, they drew it out with his service and the feeling of the Shamas of that generation, and with the Tfilas and the Tzaddikim, and the Schusim of Yidden that were killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, whatever it is, to draw that out into the world, that Hari HaMikudesh is from Maimon HaSinai. That's Torah Shabbat Peh. That's how the two, the bor and the mikveh, are connected one to the other. Lumi, you wanted it?
Yeah, I wanted to know, as a widow, what the hell, how I'm looked at, how I'm...
The Torah says to each and every one of us, not only to someone who's married or single or widow, the Torah says to always think about how Hashem's Baruch looks at you, about how Hashem looks at you. And if you don't hear anymore a husband because the husband is no longer alive, then you could still hear Hashem saying to you every second, Hare Mokadashasli. And that wedding of Har Sinai is with every Jew every moment of his or her life, regardless of whether you're married, you're single, whether your husband's alive or not alive. That's the relationship that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if a person hears that carefully and is able to hear that, he's able to have his chaskis and even to hear the voice of those who have left the world in that voice as well. Because in the voice of Hashem, there's no limitation of time. And therefore, if a person's attached to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he has a hischazkus, and he remains attached to his loved ones, even after they have left the world, he remains attached. Because that's infinite. Hashem is infinite. And the neshamas are infinite. And a person who's particularly sensitive is able to hear something from the Olam HaNeshamas that's speaking even now. That's the voice of Hashem, that the neshamas are connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a called Abba Yosef. Those who heard their husbands and wives while they were married, and they were able to be alive and well, they're able to continue hearing that afterwards. Those who did not have much of a relationship, God forbid, while they were in this world, they're probably relieved not to hear from each other after. Pater, I'm pater, it's pater, you know? It's enough.
No,
like someone told me once, I heard a Yid told another Yid, and he gave a bracha, you should live till 119, and gave no, 120, and the wife 190, something like that. I don't remember. He said, you should have one good year. There's only 119. He said, one good year. You should have one quiet year. That's not a good marriage like that. A good marriage is that even after all the years together, they still want to hear. They still hear, and they want to hear. Bezer Hashem, we should all be zoiche to pick up on some of the frequencies of the call out of Yosef to be Elohim Yidin, Bezer Hashem, to come into the safer of Kabbalah Torah to be Makabel Torah B'Simcha.